T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
That was the pyro pudding.
Sounds like you, man. What's going on over there?
Guys.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not good. Just keep doing the thing.
All right. Well, there it goes. Now it's coming back a little bit. So everybody likes to go out to bars and restaurants. You like to enjoy dinner.
Yeah.
These are just 4 simple rules that you should never do in a restaurant.
All right.
Number one, and this is what I'm saying, Thrill, you'll recognize this one. Don't rearrange the tables on your own. All right?
Right.
Because this is more restaurant. This isn't like
a bar.
A bar top. Right. Yeah, they're generally not going to care. But in a restaurant sometimes, people need to understand is that they're seating, like if you're waiting to be seated, they're generally going to put you in sections according to which server is working that section. Now, unbeknownst to you, you don't know how busy the server is.
Or you don't know the area that the server's
covering. Right. So you might grab a table. So
spend for somebody else and take the table away from that server.
They try to seat you with the server that has the most time available to at least greet you when you get there. And no matter how that restaurant's arranged, if you grab a table, you might be grabbing it from another server's section.
Correct, mm-hmm. Exactly. I went through this on Christmas Day, right? It was a long wait, right? And there was a lot of empty tables. And I just said to one of my friends, I go, I know it looks like there's empty tables, but like there's something going on.
There's
I worked in that
reason.
Industry long yeah. enough, right? Because you could see like waiters kind of standing around. And then we sat down. I forgot this place has banquet rooms. So the waitress was like, oh my God, I'm so happy they let you guys sit down. And we're like, why? And she's like, because the kitchen is beyond backed up with all the banquet rooms. She's mm-hmm. like, so I'm just like, she's not making money. Mm-hmm. You guys are bored. Yeah. So it's like, right. And I get it. A lot of people never worked in the service industry.
So but you don't know. But
right.
So I get it.
And don't just walk over to a table, especially if it says, please wait to be seated. Mm-hmm. I would also recommend, too, like, I get it if it's a game day and it's super crowded, but generally, don't wait for the bartender or the waiter to come by and clear that table or
busboy.
Oh, yeah.
This one says, don't forget to wash your hands after you handle a menu. They were gross even before COVID. They don't get cleaned enough, get handled by dozens of people a day, fall on the floor a lot. They're like a Petri dish, but people just dig in and start eating bread anyway.
You know, I still would rather have a menu than that QR code.
I will say, yeah, no kidding. I will say, most of the restaurants I worked in, they actually cleaned all the menus at the end of the night.
Right.
Great. But by the time you started your next shift, like 800 people have already grabbed mm-hmm. those.
Yeah.
Again.
Right? I'll be dead honest. I didn't even know about this one.
Well, a lot of them, if you go to a place that has plastic menus, a lot of times at the end of the night, you know, they kind of split it among all the servers and then just kind of wipe them down. And I'm sure it's just a cursory wipe, but there is some effort that goes in. A lot of places that have paper menus, they toss them at the end of the night.
I'm just saying, I never thought about washing my hands.
Everyone,
no,
it's like
did.
The remote control in a hotel room.
Right.
You just don't think about it, but that's the dirtiest thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in your own house.
Yeah, for sure.
Filthy person.
Yeah. Well, the remote control gets handled a lot.
Yeah, and you think about what you handle and then handle that, you know.
It falls in the crevice of your couch where God only knows what's happening back there, you know?
I'd say it's in the top 3 of things I handle the most in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Top three.
Don't send food back just because it's not what you expected. Now, listen, if it's cooked wrong or the order is off,
sure,
you could send it back.
No worries.
What they're saying here is, like, don't demand a refund just because you ordered salmon.
The wrong thing.
And then, and then you're like, oh, I don't actually like salmon. Well, that's not the restaurant's fault.
No.
Yeah, you don't like salmon.
You take that chance. If you are going to make, it's like gambling.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
You know the tried and true. If you're going to try something different and you're like, we realize that's, look, every once in a while you just say, I ordered the wrong thing. It's a great place. I would not give it a negative review. I just did not order what I should.
But a lot of places, if you're not a douchebag, if you actually just order another entree or appetizer, and dump straight, it's just not what I thought it would be, didn't like it. A lot of times you'll find out they took it off of your check.
Correct.
right? If you're decent about it, a lot of times, like, they're not going to. You took one bite, you clearly don't like it, but it's on you kind of thing. They still go, eh, we'll eat the cost on
it. And I have been at a dinner before where somebody just got excited. Like, I shouldn't even say excited. That makes it, and they're just like, oh, this sounds great. I'm going to try it. And they're like, I don't like it. It's like, have you ever had that dish? No. Then why did you order it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to try, like, I don't mind. Like you now take, you would take go a bite of mine if you want to try it, but sure. Why would I would never order something
new.
I've
right.
never had before.
Exactly. That, like, the other day we had, last time the head chef was in the house, we had butter chicken from Trader Joe's, right?
Correct.
You've been to any restaurant, you know. You would never order it, though, until you try it. Now that you've
right.
tried it.
Yeah, I want to order it.
You're
yeah.
more apt to say, you know what? I know this is pretty good. I'm gonna give this a
it's
shot.
It's real good.
Mike, yeah. you order stuff you've never eaten before?
I started doing this, yes, because I needed to expand myself. I had too gray of a palate, and I needed to start trying different things. And so I actually went to one Mexican restaurant, and I tried like a mole burrito of some kind. I had right. no idea what mole was, mm-hmm. and I found out that I didn't like it. The burrito right. was fine. They came over. They said,
but
how
the
is
sauce, right.
It's not what you want.
They came over and they said, how is everything? I said, I think everything's fantastic. I think I just don't like mole. Like, right. this is nothing sure. on the restaurant. This is yeah. all on
you can
me.
Do the original burrito. You can do a wet burrito with
right.
verde
and
or
I
red
scraped
sauce
it all off
mole.
And I enjoyed the rest of the burrito. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm with you. I'm not big on mole either.
Yeah.
But I respect it. It's a, I get what's going on there.
I love a mole steak. That's where I think it belongs.
I have not had that.
Carne
but you
asada,
say it out loud, I'm like,
carne
all right,
asada
with mole. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it belongs in a ton of stuff. I'm
not
just like
chicken. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
on your ice cream.
I'm one of those people. I'm like, I just don't like it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Right.
Spicy chocolate.
Let's see.
That's my nickname, bro.
This is a good one, Miles. You'll love this one. Don't leave gross stuff on the table for them to clean up.
No. Don't blow your nose and put that there. You get up and find a trash can and throw that away on your own.
That's exactly what they said. Like, if you've blown your nose or whatever, you can find a trash can, walk over there, put it away. Also, they say sometimes people will leave a diaper on a table.
Damn!
That's pretty
Damn.
Bad. Yeah, that...
I've seen that at the Met.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't do that at least until it's adult diapers. Then on some level, it's funny. Now, what about a cloth napkin, right?
Like, or, if you blow your nose in it?
Well, I would never do that.
I don't blow my nose on a cloth napkin, but if you have to sneeze, the only thing to cover my face.
Well, that's one
you know
thing.
What I'm saying? Yeah, but,
you,
but
the
still,
one thing about a cloth napkin is you can fold it and
yes,
turn it
I can.
And get that out
I
of the
can.
Way.
I, here's
it's like
thing.
A handkerchief.
You, get a pass on the cloth napkin only because those are just going to get grabbed up and thrown mm-hmm. in a dishwasher.
True.
I don't know. Like, even right now, if you blow your nose and it's balled up in a cloth napkin, you hand it to me, I might hold it. Right, but if you blow your nose at a tissue and hand it to me, I'm like,
oh, definitely not.
No chance.
Yep.
But even the cloth, like, no, man. Here, put it in my bus tray.
Yeah, and just a personal note, as I used to dip, I would say if you're at a bar and you're a dipper, you got get the napkin, put it in the cup. You got to get rid of that cup on mm-hmm. your own.
Yep, that's yours.
All right, now real quick, we've been talking groundhogs.
It's Groundhog Day.
Land beavers, whatever you want to call them.
Pig whistle. Pig.
Whistle pig.
Damn it, whistle pig, I keep saying it.
That whistle pig.
Pig whistle.
Today I was just kind of wondering, like, do people eat groundhog?
Right.
Yes, you can eat groundhog.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a vegetarian diet. Apparently it's very tasty and stuff. The main thing is don't forget to take out those scent glands.
Oh.
Like
oh,
any kind of wild game,
right,
you want to, you know, however you catch it, shoot it, I don't know. I guess you trap groundhogs, right? So skin it, whatever. But then the main thing they keep bringing up here is some people use a woodchuck stew. But the main thing I keep hearing is that it's a very lean meat.
All right.
So if you're going to grill it or something, apparently you want to kind of maybe marinate it overnight or whatever, or even parboil it.
Yeah, okay.
And then take it out to the grill and fire it up. But it's so lean. Apparently, but it's a dark meat that's very delicious.
Happy Groundhog's Day, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Get yourself some.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.